Praise God, it's that time again, 4 o'clock on Sundays, and that time is Living the Good Life time from Beacon of Hope Ministries. Thank you, Brother Ken. We always appreciate how he gives us that wonderful introduction from his great show, Gospel Highlights. Pastor Jim, you told me today you even got here early so you could hear more of Brother Ken's music.
It gets me ready to do this show.
That's right.
That music is so good.
Oh, my gosh. It is good. He's great. And we appreciate him, and we thank him for the lovely introduction. And we are set and ready to go, and it is gorgeous. It is balmy. It is beautiful, and the sun is shining, and we're in Florida. And we love it.
Yes, we do. I talked to my daughter, and it was 38 degrees in Ohio today.
Ohio. Some of our listeners are up in the Ohio, Indiana area and scattered other places around the United States. We welcome every single one of you and glad you have joined us today. I'm Pastor Marcia McAllister, and beside me is my associate pastor, my dear friend and wonderful cohort, Pastor Jim Ellsbury. He's a turkey, I tell you. Yes, he is. He's a sweetheart. And we've even got one of our Beacon people sitting over here.
We do.
Yeah, she's taking notes, so I think that's good. Hey, all right. Oh, we love that applause. It just makes it feel like there's so many people here.
Right, right.
Right, even though there are not very many. Just us. But anyway, we're just glad to be with you today. And we're so excited about the word that's going to come forth today. And I mean, it was glorious this morning at Beacon of Hope. Did we have church, Pastor Jim?
We had church.
We had fun, didn't we? It was just, it's exciting to get the word out there and see what the word does in people's
Amen.
Lives. That is what Beacon of Hope is all about. In fact, our slogan is, where the word of God brings healing and restoration to hurting lives.
Amen.
We are all about the word. And today we are going to be talking about some things that are going to absolutely get you from here to there. Okay? Get you from here to there. Because some people in our listening audience need to get from here
to
over there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they need to get there. And so what that means, you're going to find out. Because we've been teaching on healing the last few weeks. We're in a series right now entitled, It's All About You, Jesus. And believe me, it is all about you, Jesus. And we've got some great music on the show today. And we have some wonderful word that we're going to share. And we just love to chat. Somebody said to me the other day, you know, that must be a long time, 2 hours. I said, well, it really isn't, is it, Pastor Jim?
What do I say every time I'm on the radio with you? I can't believe it's already going on 6 o'clock. Where did the time go?
You do say that, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yes. And this person said to me the other day, that's got to take a lot of stamina. That's got to take a lot of time and effort. And I said, no, actually, it is the joy, one of the joys of my week. I mean, my favorite day of the week is Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just the best because we have a powerful service of Beacon in the morning at 11. And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to come and join us. We're at 11 o'clock, 3700 Almerton Road.
Yes.
Right near Five Guys Restaurant, a little Greek place, Papa John's.
And we're in between, the building that we're in is in between the two big diamond places.
Oh, so that's right.
So you really can't miss us.
Yes, we're between the diamonds. That's pretty cool. Yes, we are. Right there on Normanton Road. So if you're in the Tampa Bay area, we welcome you to come and join us for a service. Sunday morning at 11 is a worship service, complete with praise music. And we're so glad that our brother Nathan Burton and his partner, Sean, are back with us.
Amen.
And we are excited to have live music again. And just the anointing to flow like it does in the music is just powerful. And it, in fact, Brother Nathan wrote a song as we were practicing this morning, didn't he?
Yeah.
So it was incredible. So there's just a whole lot of good stuff going on at Beacon of Hope. And so we are glad that you have joined us today for this radio show. If that you know people that would like to get the information that's going out today, but you know that they were not able to tune in today, good news. What can they do?
Tomorrow you can hear us on our website,
yes,
which is beaconofhopeministries.com.
There you go.
And it's amazing. One day after we do the show, it's up on the website.
Well, that is if our engineer Bill here remembers to send it to me. Oh, that's applause for himself, I think, right? He's so cute.
You did get last week's.
We did. And you know what? No, seriously, Bill, you have made all this possible, and our listening audience appreciates the effort, because he records as we go digitally and then can email me, which is amazing, the show, and then I can get it to our webmaster, and we get it up there. And so then it's up, when it's on, it's there forever. Our shows from all of 2010 and a lot of 2009 are up, and there's a lot of shows up there on our website. So
Mr. Digitally.
Yes, Mr. Digitally. Thank you very much. All right. So that's exciting. So tell a friend, tell them that they can tune into our website if they missed the show, and that is www.beaconofhopeministries.com. Go there. There's a lot of information about our ministry, and we are in the 10th year.
Wow.
It's amazing, isn't it? And we will celebrate. Wow. We will celebrate in October again, which is just amazing. It is. So we are excited about what God is doing. And this year is this new year. We are really into this series on Jesus and the changes that he wants to make in our lives. And that's exciting stuff.
Oh, amen.
It really is. So if there are people out there listening today, Pastor Jim, that have needs in their physical body or emotionally that they need healing today, do you have any word for them about what just might happen sometime in the next couple hours, even if they're listening to this a week later or
exactly.
a month later?
Well, the word is going to go forth, and the Bible says he sent his word
yes.
and saved me from my destructions.
Yes.
And that's what's going to happen to people. That's what happens when the word goes forth.
Amen.
You know, he heals us through his word. He delivers us.
Amen.
His word. We're saved from all our destructions.
Yes.
All our calamities because of the word. So somebody listening tomorrow, 2 weeks, 2 years from now, in the next 2 hours, you could just get saved, healed, delivered.
Whatever it is you need.
Amen. Whatever the need is.
It's there.
It's the answer is in the word.
Ooh, praise God. I'm excited. We have a great song to start off with by the group Mike's Chair. Mm-hmm. Interesting name of the group. The song is Fight the Feeling.
You won't accept all the things you can't see. You say your mind can't conceive. A beautiful creator, but in your heart, I'll never let you go.
Praise God. God is moving in your midst and in our midst. And you can't fight that feeling. God wants to do something powerful in you today, dear listener. It's not a normal day in your life.
I like that.
You know, normal days, they come and they go. You know, they're here, they're just like, just a day, you know. This is not a normal day. I promise you right now. And the reason I can promise you that and guarantee it to you is that God's word never returns to him void without accomplishing what it was sent to do. Is Amen. That true, Pastor Jim?
Amen.
Do you believe that?
I do believe that.
Okay. Therefore, when we speak this word now, and we're going to start in Proverbs 4. If you have your Bible, let's run there. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20. And we're going to talk about the power of words. And the reason we are going to do that today is that there are some of you out there that have not seen your healing manifested yet in your body or your emotions. You're believing God for it, but you haven't seen it yet. And there is a missing ingredient, and you just can't seem to get your hand on what it is that's missing. And God is going to speak to you today and tell you, this is not a normal day. This is the day of the Lord, and God is going to show you what's been missing in your life, and you're going to, by faith, start doing what the Word says you need to be doing. How does that sound?
I like the sound
you
of that.
You like the sound of that. So, Pastor Jim, would you read Proverbs 4, 20 to 23? What translation are you in?
I can either do New King James or Amplified.
And he has 14 other Bibles right in his hip pocket, probably, that he could.
I thought he had the parallel Bible.
He does, actually. Yeah.
It's King James and Amplified.
Right. See, it's parallel, both right side by side. That's mm-hmm. where it is. Yeah. Go ahead.
My son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it spring the issues of life.
Whoa, I like that. Wait a minute. This is pretty profound here, Pastor Jim. It says that the words right here, the Bible, your great big one and my little tiny one, it says that there are words here that when we guard them with all of our heart and when we treasure them, it says, don't let them out of your sight. Listen mm-hmm. closely to them. Don't let them out of your sight. You know, there's an awful lot of people probably listening right now, Pastor Jim, that their Bible, they can't remember where it is. It may be in their trunk. It may be under a stack of magazines, underneath the coffee table. It may be, somewhere else other than their treasure, you know, their precious Bible, right. You know. I tell you what, Pastor Jim, if you and I put all of our Bibles end to end between the two of us, it would go very far.
Yeah, it'd yes. stretch across the bay, I'm pretty sure.
We have a lot of Bibles, and some of those are in other languages. But anyway, the bottom line is, we understand, and we hope that all of you today will get this. Let's look at verse 22, Proverbs 4. It says, these words are life to those who find them, and health to their whole body. I want you to say with me two things, life and health.
Life and health.
Those are pretty important, don't you think? Even Engineer Bill's in there going, life and health. I don't know about you, but in order to have a good quality of life, we need health.
Right.
Right? And if you're missing health, what happens to the quality of your life?
It goes down.
Goes down. Okay. And if your life becomes, quote unquote, not hardly worth living because you are so ill, so sick, whether that be mentally, emotionally, physically, whatever the area of being, then it puts something on the rest of your life. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead with that.
Well, it's almost like it casts a shadow over your life.
Right.
Because if you don't feel good physically, it's hard to feel good emotionally.
Right.
And that's going to show up in every area of your life. If you don't feel good physically, it gets down in your emotions.
Oh, it does.
You just don't feel good there either. And then people are going to know you don't feel good because you're going to likely be crabby or depressed or,
right.
or something.
Well, and I think the devil does, he does a number. He works at us a lot of times emotionally mm-hmm. with, you don't really feel good. And you go, I really don't feel good. You know, and pretty soon we buy the lie. Or maybe the symptoms come and we go, wow, this could lead to this and this. And then it could lead to that. Go ahead.
Well, and I know I'm jumping ahead.
You go right ahead and jump. You go right ahead and jump.
Well, later on, we are going to talk about the importance of our words.
Yes.
What we speak.
Yes.
You know, here, these scriptures talk about God's words.
Exactly.
And it's so important. It says, you know, put them in the midst of your heart. And we're going to talk later about how important that is and why it's important. And how to shut the devil up. And I just want to skip back, actually, to Joshua.
Go ahead.
The first chapter.
That's good stuff.
I was thinking about that
this
afternoon.
Right.
Kind of meditating on that.
Let's turn there. Joshua 1, you're going to 8 and 9, aren't you?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Just because of what we talked about this morning in the service. And, you know, here these verses in Proverbs talk about how important the word is.
Right.
Hiding it in your heart.
Exactly.
And because it's life and health. And then God gave a commandment to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. You remember Joshua took over from Moses.
Mm-hmm.
And what he said is in Joshua 1 verse 8, this book of the law, meaning at that point all he had was the first five books of the Bible.
Right.
In Genesis,
exactly.
Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy.
And that was...
That's all they had.
Didn't have all those promises that we quote all
right,
the time. Yeah.
Right. But he said, the book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.
Yes. From your where?
From your mouth. And you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, verse 9, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Oh, those are powerful verses. I love those.
Me too. It's so wonderful because Proverbs, Solomon wrote and said, you know, hide these words in
yes.
your heart. God said the same thing to Joshua and told Joshua, this is how you do it. You meditate on it.
Exactly.
And that goes back to what you said earlier. You know, I've had some times in my life when I wasn't where I should have been with the Lord. But I think the longest in 30 some odd years.
He's trying to make sure nobody can figure out just how old he is.
All right, it was October 1973 when I got saved.
All right.
And
I had a baby that year. Go ahead.
But what... I can think of only one time when I went more than a week without reading
right.
the Bible.
Right.
There was only really one time that ever happened, and that's because I was trying to run from God at that point.
Yeah. He ran obviously, for a week, Jonah.
Yeah,
yes.
Obviously it didn't work real well. I couldn't outrun him, I guess. But, I mean, I can't imagine not reading the Word in the morning.
But, Pastor Jim, a lot of our listening audience probably is going, I can't imagine reading the Word every morning. You know, because I think that is more common. You and I are kind of exceptions to the rule in some of those ways,
that
you know, don't
be.
You think? I mean, I think that the average person does not know the value that is right here in their Bible.
Well,
they don't know what they have. And by the way, I brought the Bible that matches your shirt today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's the Beacon Bible. Right. Because it's that green for life. But they don't know the value. And all of you listening today, listen, by the time we get done with this show, you're going to understand that you have the power over your circumstances. You have power over your own health. You have power over your own emotional life, and it has everything to do with what comes out of your mouth. So we're starting this discussion by saying that God's word has life in it.
Yes.
It has healing in it, God's word. Now, tell them a little bit about meditating. What does that mean? Because some people may not have caught that show we did a few weeks back on meditation.
Right. Well, the Hebrew word there literally means to chew the cud.
Chew the cud.
Like
I
a
like
cow.
That. Like a cow.
So, and you know what a cow does. I won't get real graphic.
Go ahead and say
chew,
what happens.
They swallow.
And then they
regurgitate it back up, chew on it some more, swallow
right.
it again.
Right. It's kind of an interesting picture of what we need to be doing with God's
word.
And, right.
And it doesn't have to be a whole chapter. In fact, a whole meditating on a whole chapter is actually kind of hard.
Yeah.
Just a couple of verses. Sometimes God's going to just lead you to like one or two verses and then just repeat that. And you know, the word means, you know, chew the cud. It means
yes.
to mumble,
right.
To kind of mumble under your breath, you know? So let's say
speak it out.
Right. Well, I'm just going to flip my Bible here and see what comes up. Isaiah chapter.
Uh-oh.
Oh, 14. How odd. But, you know, let's say I wanted to just meditate on this. Ah, and on that day you will take up this proverb against the king of Babylon and say, how the oppressor has ceased, the golden city ceased. It's actually the taunt against
Satan.
Against Satan.
It's against Satan.
But I could take
a couple
of those.
Well, how interesting.
Yeah, I could take a couple of those verses
right.
and just really meditate on those and just
right.
kind of just say them over and over again. And under my breath, whatever, you know, John 3:16.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Oh, man.
Get that down on the inside of us.
For God so loved the world.
Amen.
Well, for God so loved the world.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of that thing, picking it apart and putting it back together.
Like we just did with
it.
Proverbs 4, that
yes.
it's life and health.
Right.
So let's go over to Psalms 1 real quick. And this goes right along with what you just said. And we are setting a foundation right now for you to understand that the Word of God is vital to your healing for your body. The Word of God is vital for your healing. Now, you may go to a doctor, and there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Nothing wrong with going to a doctor. We do not preach against medicine or doctors. But you go to a doctor, and he prescribes you a medication. And if you're a good patient, you will take that medication faithfully. Not just take it for a day and a half and then say, I feel better and stop. Mm-hmm. That used to be a very big pet peeve of my ex-husband who was a doctor, that people would start a medicine that he prescribed and then after a day or two just quit and think that, okay, well, I don't need the rest of it. But yet the whole prescription was there for a reason. Okay. And it's the same with God's word. We can go and let's look at that spiritually. We can go to church and listen to a sermon for 20 or 30 minutes and we can go, hey, that was good. And we can walk out and that's the end of it.
Well, and if that's all there is to it, I mean, if that's all that you do with it, you're going to lose it.
Right. You're going to lose it. Just like with medication. If you don't take your whole prescription and get all the value out of it that the doctor prescribed it for, it's the same thing spiritually. Mm-hmm. So let's look at Psalm 1. And I want you to read Pastor Jim 1 through 3 and just comment on this because it goes directly right along with the Joshua that you just read. Right.
And this one's going to be out of the Amplified.
Okay. We're switching Bibles.
Blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable. Is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where the sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather.
Oh, boy.
But his delight and desire
are in
the law of the Lord.
Yes.
And in his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, ponders, and studies day by day and by night. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water, ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade or wither, and everything he does shall prosper and come to maturity.
Ooh. Ooh, isn't that good? So what that is saying, dear one, is it's like when you go to the doctor and get medication and refuse to finish your script, okay, and refuse to get the full benefit. When you just hear a verse or you hear a sermon or you see a sermon on TV, and then you never give it another thought. You just say, oh, that was nice, and go on with your issues and your problems and don't say, wait a minute, what can I get from that, put in my daily life? What can I use from that? What nugget can I take on the inside of me and let it change me? And that's what this meditation does. Mm-hmm. When we see the power of that word, what the word says. And now, and this is not just a nice idea, guys. Jesus understood this concept. And when we go back to Genesis 1, we realize that God spoke the world into existence. Did he not? Didn't he say in Genesis 1, what did he say, Pastor Jim?
He said, let there be light.
Uh-huh, let there be light.
Light be.
Light be.
And light was.
And light was. That's literal from the Hebrew. Light mm-hmm. be, light was. Cool. That's just like, light. All right, you know? And then when he created mankind and animals and all of this, and he was speaking to...
Right, let there be.
Let there be.
Let there be.
And he's just out of the words of his mouth, mm-hmm. he was speaking.
Well, and I looked actually this up this morning when you were preaching about that this morning. Of course, Hebrews chapter 11.
Oh, yes, the faith chapter.
The faith chapter.
The hall of faith. Hebrews 11. Turn Hebrews there in your Bible.
Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Ooh.
So that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible.
Oh, that is so good.
Yeah. I mean, by faith, we understand God did it by his word.
He did it by his word.
And
go ahead.
And
we're excited about this, aren't we?
First chapter of John, the Gospel of John.
John 1, I was thinking that too. You and I are on the same page. And dear listeners, we don't plan this. We have a general idea of the subject that we're going to teach, but we don't know exactly where God's leading us. And this is so profound. Hebrews 11:3, you need to mark that in your Bible because it says that God formed the earth by framing it. You know, framing, you know, when we frame a word, a room, we go and get 2x4s mm-hmm. and we start and we do this and it's manual labor, but it's manual labor that we're doing that with. But God framed the world by his voice.
Mm-hmm.
And dear one, get this, write it down in your notes. You are going to declare your healing, your prosperity, your deliverance, your salvation by your mouth. And we've got to go to Romans 10 in a little while. But let's go to John 1 because, you know, we're just getting ahead of ourselves because Pastor Jim and I are so excited about this subject because we know it's true. We know it is true. Even Engineer Bill, I can see the excitement on your face.
So when God runs his mouth, it's all good.
It's all good.
Amen.
Woo! That's good. There you go. All right. So let's go to John 1. Go ahead, Pastor Jim.
In the beginning was the Word, mm-hmm. and the Word was with God, mm-hmm. and the Word was God. Now, it's talking about Jesus here.
Yes, it is.
He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
Yes.
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
Oh, my.
And the light, I got to read the next one.
Go
the
ahead.
Light shines in the darkness. And the darkness did not comprehend or overcome it.
Overcome it. And that, and we're talking here about the devil cannot overcome the word of God. We are going to make this point over and over again. If you are taking notes, get this down. The devil cannot overpower the word of God.
Amen.
Come on, I'm going to say it again until you get it. The devil cannot overpower the word of God. Doesn't 1 John 4:4 say, greater
is he who is in me
right?
than he that is in the world.
Right. Okay. And we are going to go to Revelation in a few minutes, but we got so many places to go, then just hang on with the Revelation thing. But I'll tell you what, we are going to show you in the next few minutes how the words of your mouth change your physical condition. It changes your emotional condition and it changes your mental state. The words of your mouth. Now, some of you out there are going, Pastor, that's your job. That's what you're supposed to do. You're the pastor. You're the one that's supposed to do that and pray for me. And you know what? I love praying for people. And we prayed for several this morning at Beacon of Hope.
Oh, boy, does she ever.
I do like praying for people, don't I?
Yes, you do.
I do, because I know the value in the words that I say over them. I just was at the bedside of our little Jeannie just a few minutes ago, and she's extremely frail, extremely ill, not doing well, and suffering with a lot of serious things. And I realized I was speaking to her words of faith, but then I realized I needed to actually pray, not just declare it over her. I was declaring it, but she needed a prayer. Mm-hmm. You know how, I mean, just a Father God, here we are right here with Jeannie, you know, and then as that prayer developed, I was declaring what God's word says about Jeannie, you know, and she, you know, you could tell she just was like, yeah, she needed that. We need that. We need to be prayed for. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing wrong with you coming and saying, pray for me. No. We love that. I'm not saying that you don't do that. This is in addition to receiving prayer from others.
Well, and I'm sure as we'll talk later, confessing God's word.
Yes.
Is, it goes hand in hand with being prayed for, because
right.
Not all healings are instantaneous. I mean,
right.
I believe the healing is, the manifestation may take some time. So that's why the prayer, and if you can see me, those of you that are watching on the internet, I have my hands kind
yes.
of together. But they go hand in hand.
Right.
The healing, the prayer of healing, and then the just confessing God's word, what God's word says about it. They go together. They can't really be separated.
And the reason that is, Pastor Jim, is because God wants to teach us the profound strength in the spoken word.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And if we only rely on the pastor or the person of faith to pray over us, and then we just go about our daily thing and just forget about it, the devil gets in and steals healings. All the time. The devil, it says in John 10:10, what?
The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
And Jesus said, but I came to life,
give you
life. There's that word
again,
life, and to give it in abundance. So Jesus' will for you is that you be healed. Okay, we've been seeing that all through the Gospels. Well, it's his will.
Well, and I was reading this and thinking, okay, I know in John chapter 1, the first 5 verses, talking about Jesus, but I was thinking, well, Jesus is the Word, so
he is the
this
word.
Could be talking about the Bible, too, or the Word of God, especially in verse 4 and 5. In the Word was life, and the life was the light of men. So the
Amen.
Bible is life and light.
Life and light.
You know?
Woo! We said earlier in Proverbs 4 that God's Word is life and health mm-hmm. to our physical bodies, okay? John is saying here, Jesus is life and light, okay?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the light is needed to direct our path. So we know.
Thy word.
Have I? Oh, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm
119:105.
Okay. And therefore, so often we don't know how to get from here to there. Remember I said earlier, we're going to teach you today.
From
here to there. And in between is where so many people lose their healing. This is what I was talking about after service, about I wished I had time to develop this more this morning. And hopefully some of our Beacon people will listen to this and get this. It is the from here to there where the devil comes and tries to steal your healing, your joy, your anointing, the prayer that was just prayed over you by the pastor as they laid hands on you. The devil tries to get that away from you. He can't do a whole lot about you getting out. Well, he can talk to you and say, no, you just sit right here in your little chair. You don't need to go up there for prayer. And you can miss that. I mean, believe me, he does do that. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he just absolutely works overtime to keep people from coming up to receive. However, sometimes I call on people, Pastor
yes,
Jim.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and this morning, when you had said, you know, anybody want to make, you know, a recommitment, you know, I was up there next to Connie, but I thought,
yes.
Okay, I better be standing behind Connie.
Right.
While you're praying for her. But, you know, the same thing. But you're the associate pastor.
Mm-hmm. We have to continually recommit, don't we?
Oh, yeah, exactly. And that's what I had to fight.
Go ahead.
Just a little whispering. What are people going to think?
You know what they're going to think? They're going to think that Pastor Jim seeks the Lord with all his
Amen.
Heart.
Amen.
That Pastor Jim desires to be teachable and learn everything God has for him to learn.
Of course. But you know what? You know,
devil doesn't want you to do that.
Oh, please.
No.
Of course.
So what you're saying is that so many people have the nudging. This came out in a poem from one of our members after church, that so often people are nudged to come up and receive from God, but the devil gets in there and goes, oh, you don't want to get out of your chair. You're comfortable right now. Or what will people think?
They're going to think the worst of me. And, you know, I have to say at Beacon.
Yes.
You know, and I'm sure it's this way in a lot of other churches, but my experience is with Beacon. You don't ever have to fear to come up.
No. Sometimes y'all grab me and pray for me.
Right.
There's not a thing wrong with that. You know what? We just need to submit ourselves to what God wants to do in
us
for that moment.
Exactly.
And there's not a thing wrong with that. And so here's what we're trying to say, guys. The devil will come and try to steal the blessing, the word that you receive in a sermon.
Exactly.
He'll try to distract you. Somebody gets up to go to the restroom, or somebody
comes in off the street.
Right.
You know.
Things happen and you get distracted and you forget where you were in listening right then. And, you know, the devil is really good about those tricks, you know, because his goal, keep this in mind now, get ready to write this down. The devil's goal is always to take the anointed word, the rhema word from you.
The parable of the sower and the seed.
Yes.
The seed that fell upon the roadside. Well, the birds came and ate it up.
Right.
And Jesus, when he explained the parable, said that's how it is with some people.
Yeah.
They don't even get a chance to really hear the word, because then the devil comes and takes the word away.
Absolutely.
You know, distracts them from it or whatever. And
some people, they don't get out of bed on Sunday to even go get the word.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Anyway, that does happen, right? So, but you're right. Go ahead with that parable of the sower.
Well, you know, there's that, which is, you know, the first, where the seed doesn't even get a chance to get planted.
Right.
And then, you know, it falls on the rocky soil.
Right.
Which, those are the people that hear the word and receive it with great joy. And I know people like that.
Sure.
But because they're shallow, what it's saying is there's just not enough dirt there for them to get a good root system going.
That's right.
When Mark says persecution comes on account of the word, they fall away because they have no root in themselves.
Exactly.
And that I think is people who hear the word and get really excited. They'll go to hear maybe a faith speaker, you know, somebody, you know, go to hear speaker, or they'll get all charged up about something they heard in the service. But if there's no follow-up, if you don't build a good root system by meditating on the word,
absolutely,
then, you know, and you will get, literally, you will get persecuted because of the word. People are going to think you're nuts if you go around talking about God healing.
Right.
You know, people just, they think you're a little off when you do that. And some people tend to shy away then from it, or
that's
give
right.
it up, or just go away from the word because
exactly.
of that. And then, of course, the third group were the people that had the cares of the world and all that.
The worries, the anxieties.
The worries, the anxieties, and the wanting the good life.
Right.
And
not wanting to put the time in to grow spiritually.
And,
yeah.
You know, what happens is the weeds grew up and choked them.
Yeah.
And then finally, of course, you know, there's the word where it falls on good soil and produce. And you notice it's going to at least produce 30 times what was sown.
Right.
At the very least.
30, 60, 100.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jesus said you're going to produce a harvest. Not it might produce a harvest. It will produce a harvest 30, 60 to 100 fold. So it's at least going to be 30 times what you planted.
Amen.
Is, you
and
know, that's a wonderful thing.
Oh, it is. And it depends on us. What kind of soil are we? And it's something we have to, you know, stay on top of all the time,
right.
You know? And is my heart good soil today when I walk in church? Do I come in with a bad attitude? Or when I turn on the radio show, do I have an attitude of, I don't want to hear anything that's said? I think, for the most part, those that listen to this show are listening because they want to hear.
Right.
you know, I think that makes sense. But just the same, you know, the devil comes and tries to take the power of that word away.
Right.
You know, tries to take it because it's specific for us, and sometimes it's specific for an illness that we need to get healed from.
Well, and look what he did with Eve in the garden.
Exactly.
first he questioned it. Well, did God really say that?
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, that flustered Eve right there. She ended up adding to the commandment. And then he just flat out lied and said, God didn't say that.
Right.
And that's how Satan works. It's like, well, did God really say that to you?
Right. Did anything really happen when you were prayed over today at church? I mean, did anything really happen? Or just, you know, when that word was spoken to you that this was going to change in your life or that was going to change, did that really happen? Or, you know, what was that? Because the devil will always try to get in there and change.
And make it give you doubt.
Give you doubt. That's exactly right. Yeah. Give you doubt.
Well, and, you know, I had been... This is back when I was still in Indiana, and I'd been prayed over a couple of times, prophesied over a couple of times that, you know, I would be a pastor.
Aha.
And certain things happened in my life, and I listened to the devil and was just convinced that's never going to happen, right? God's not going to be able to use me now. And look what happened.
Look what happened. There you are sitting in your little green beacon shirt, and you are a pastor after all, huh?
Well, but it just goes to show.
Right.
You know, God gives us words.
Yes.
And we can choose to believe them or not. We can choose to believe the word, or we can choose to believe the lies of the devil.
Amen.
That's kind of what it boils down to.
Absolutely. And so this whole show is about getting from here to there. And if here right this moment is that you find out during the next hour and a half that God does want to heal your body and that he is in the healing business, and you say, okay, I'm going to receive that, then there's more to getting you to that place where you get the test results back that say confirm that you don't have this or that. There is a process, and a lot of times there is a period of time between here and there,
right,
which we're going to talk about in the next segment. But first, we're going to play this incredible song, Michael English, Feels Like Redemption.
I know how hopeless feels when you're staring at the bottom of an empty heart. In my life I knew how forgotten feels, wondering if the world even knows who you are. But I've never known anything, like the love of Jesus, and it's hard to describe what's happening inside. But right now, all I know is it feels like redemption raining down on me. It feels like forgiveness has come to set me free. All my chains. This gift of Cut!
Praise God. It feels like redemption. I love that song. That is one of my favorites by Michael English. And it's talking about what God did through Jesus on the cross. Pastor Jim, usually you're not on 2 weeks in a row, but we had somebody that couldn't be on last week. Part of our team, Michelle and Catherine, were busy. And so you ended up being here 2 weeks in a row. Yeah. So we've been able to, you and I, develop this theme. Mm-hmm. And last week's show, which is on our website now, is all about what redemption does, yeah. Right? What we talked about, Isaiah 53. And I would encourage you, listening audience, if you didn't catch last week's show, in fact, we called it Your Healing is Paid For, is the title I put on it. Your Healing is Paid For. And you need to go, and maybe you listened last week, but you didn't, you know, take good notes. Because I've always told my kids, you got to take good notes, okay? So you need to go back and listen to that again and understand that it is paid for. Your healing is already paid for. Jesus already did it on the cross. And we're in that resurrection season here prior to Resurrection Sunday, which is coming up in about 4 weeks, I think. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're in that time where we are celebrating what Jesus did on the cross and the fact that he is the risen Lord and that he already paid the price. And he did that for not just our sins, but our sicknesses.
Right.
So it's a done deal. So we encourage you, go back to last week's show, which would have been 320 of 2011, and pull that up. Your healing is paid for. And get that down on the inside of you, all the truths of that. Now, I want to talk a little bit, Pastor Jim, about these things the devil says to us. And I want to get specific here because I want to be able to help our listening audience recognize the lie. And John chapter 8, verse 44, I believe, says that Satan is a liar. Let's go there a minute. John 8, am I correct on that? He's the father of lies. He's a liar and father of lies.
Verse 44 says, you are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. He was a murderer from the beginning and does not stand in the truth because there is no truth in him.
Uh-huh.
When he speaks a lie, he speaks it from his own resources or his own nature.
Mm-hmm.
For he is a liar and the father of lies.
Okay. Who's a liar? Satan's a liar. Okay. He's a deceiver. He's a liar. We're going to go in the next, after 5 o'clock, we're going to go in and talk about the accuser of the brethren and what he does. But one of his huge, the thing that he does, and we quoted John 10:10 earlier, it says the thief, that's the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And then the rest of that sentence, and Jesus spoke those words. It'll be read in your Bible, John 10:10. Jesus said, but I have come to give you life and to give it abundantly. Okay. Now, in my book, life and health go together. And we talked about that back in Proverbs 4 at the beginning of the show today. Life and health go together. It's hard to really have a great quality of life if you don't have health. Mm-hmm. Can you agree with that?
Amen.
And if your health is deteriorating and you're sick all the time and you're depressed and discouraged and you sit around all the time and you can't get out and enjoy sunshine or here in Florida enjoy our wonderful beaches and all the things that we have here, they're just so gorgeous, or even wherever you live, get out and enjoy the snow and ice. I mean, come on. I mean, if you can't get out and enjoy things and go places, go see the grandkids, go do this, go do that, you know, go out to dinner once in a while, things like that that just make you feel better. If you can't do those things because of your health, then it's time to do something about your health.
Right. Right.
Right?
Exactly.
It's time to improve your quality of life. Quality of life is so important. Now, the devil, let's make this very clear. God never puts disease on you. We made that point very clear in the last 2 weeks of radio shows here. God does not have any cancer in heaven. He has no tuberculosis. He has no fibromyalgia. He has no bipolar disease. He has nothing like that. He does not sit out there upstairs in heaven dishing out, all right, I think I'm going to give this one this because they've been bad, you know. That is a lie of the devil.
Amen.
John 8:44 says,
he's the father of lies. I mean, he is. His nature is a liar.
He's a liar.
And
can't trust a liar, by the way.
No,
Well, have you ever been in a relationship, a friendship, or a whatever with a liar?
Yeah.
Not pretty.
Well, there's no way to trust.
You can't trust.
And, yeah, Satan is going to, first of all, I mean, I think one of the biggest lies he tells you to keep people from being healed is that, oh, this is a test from God.
That's right.
This is only going to make you stronger.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Or, you know, because I've heard people say, oh, I'm just suffering this for God's glory. No, you're not. You're suffering it because you're suffering it.
Because you're falling in agreement with
right.
the suffering. And I tell you, here is a verse you all need to write down and get in your notes and memorize it. James 1:17, it says that he is the father of lights. Every good gift and every perfect gift mm-hmm. comes down from the father of lights, in whom there is no variableness or shadow of turning, which means God doesn't change his mind. Have you ever had spiritual people say to you, I've had this, well, God told me to da, 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 da. And then you check on them next week. Well, hey, how's that coming along? God told you to, you know, read your Bible twice a day and whatever you said that God said. You know, I don't know. I don't think that was God after all. I think God told me to do this, you know. And God, when he tells you something, he stands by what he tells you. And he means it when he says it.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the devil, on the other hand, lies to us all the time. Give us an example, Pastor Jim. Has he ever lied to you?
No, oh, please.
Are you sure he's lied to you,
oh,
Pastor Jim?
Yes. Oh, yes. Well, you know, it lied to me about healing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there have been some times. Lied to me about not being able to be a pastor.
Right.
You know, yeah. that was a big one I swallowed for a long time.
Right. You weren't good enough, worthy enough,
right.
spiritual
who?
Enough or
right.
whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I would never be able to be
do
a
it.
Pastor.
Right.
And then when I was a pastor and had some issues with that, then I believed the lie for a long time, you'll never be able to pastor again.
There you go.
So.
There you go. Okay. There's a lot of people out there that are not fulfilling their spiritual calling because they feel unworthy and they feel the devil's beat them down with condemnation and guilt.
And let me tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
That's
go
what
ahead.
This whole time is about. I mean, you know, we're, like Pastor said, we're moving into Resurrection Sunday. But remember, the crucifixion came before the resurrection. And because of what Jesus did, we talked about the redemption. It's, well, Hebrews says he's able to save to the uttermost.
Amen.
Able to save forever.
Woo.
Because he's always interceding for us. So don't buy the lie that you're not worthy enough. If you trust in the blood of Jesus, if you trust that Jesus' sacrifice was enough to cleanse you from every, not just some, but every sin, then there's no reason to feel unworthy.
Okay, and I'm going to give out another scripture right here. And again, guys, this is the Holy Spirit leading all this. This is not planned. Psalm 103 needs to be one whole psalm that you get underlined in your Bible, that you study, that you learn. The first five verses of Psalm 103, written by David, say, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, forget none of his benefits." We all want benefits when we go to work for a company, right? Forget none of his benefits. And here it is. He forgives all your sin. He heals all your diseases, right? What's the rest of it?
He redeems your life from destruction.
From destruction. And that, a lot of times, I think is emotional. Go ahead.
And crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies.
And your youth is renewed.
Like the eagles.
And in the Message Bible there, it says you're always young in his presence. Always young in his presence. And then you go on down in Psalm 103. It says, he has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his loving kindness and his love and his mercy toward us.
And as far as the east is from the west, you know. And
he removed our transgressions from us.
Right,
whoa, that is so powerful.
Well, and think about this. You can go north till there is no more north.
Right.
You can go south till there is no more south.
Right.
You can keep going east from now until Jesus comes back, and you'll never stop going east.
Right.
You'll never stop going west.
Right.
Because Those two directions don't end.
Yeah, they don't end.
You can only go so far north, up to the North Pole, and then you start coming south again.
Right, right.
But you can go east.
So he's removed our transgressions.
So that's how far those transgressions are removed.
So
us.
What does that say? That says, Satan, you got to quit putting this condemnation and guilt on people, because condemnation and guilt so often keep you from receiving mm-hmm. your healing, because you feel like you're not worthy to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You know, this whole subject of this today is getting from here to there. And it's one thing here to be declared that, okay, you're the healed one. I'm praying over you right now, and I speak healing to every cell of your body. It's another thing for you to get over here and you actually see it
manifested
in your body. And you're like, whoa, you are. You're. There was a day, and I've said this many times, back in Indiana where I was in a back brace due to herniated discs and falling off a horse twice, and begs the question, why get back on the second time? However, that is what happened. And because they didn't think they could do me enough good with surgery, they put me in this big, you know, brace that, golly. And it was awful. It was terrible. And I was teaching on healing, you know, at Cornerstone. And one day God just really spoke to my soul and said, wait a minute, you need to get rid of that brace. And medically, you know, they had said to me, you know, you need to wear this, you know. But when God spoke to me, and I'm not telling you out there in radio land to take off your brace or get out of your wheelchair. God may tell you that. And if he does, then do it, you know. But honestly, God spoke to me. And I remember the morning still vividly that I took that back brace out and laid it. I put it in a trash bag and laid it in with the trash at the curb. Now, that thing cost a lot of money. And I walked away from my back brace, and you can see I'm fine. I don't wear anything like that or need anything like that. But that was a step of faith getting from here to mm-hmm. there, you know? And so that's what we're talking about here today, guys, that there is a process sometimes. Some people are healed instantaneously. And with the next hour, we're going to start with a very interesting story that I talked about this morning over in Mark 7. So you can find Mark 7 because I love this story. I think it's just fascinating, this story. Anyway, we're glad you've joined us today on Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And Pastor Jim, you are in a tremendous series right now on Wednesday night. If people are in the Tampa Bay area, or if they would like to fly in for your Wednesday night teaching, or if they would like to catch it on our website, which they'll be able to do soon. Tell about your series.
Well, on Wednesday nights for Bible study, we started actually on Ash Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
but we're doing a 6-week series on our Jewish roots, and then on April 20th, we're going to finish that with a Passover meal.
Yes.
At Wednesday night Bible study.
That'll be cool.
Yeah. So far, we've covered the book of Ruth and kind of a history lesson. We've talked about the Jewishness of the Gospels. Talked last week was Romans 9, 10, and 11. The teaching about the olive tree.
Yes.
This week, we're going to talk about, as a Gentile believer, what's our relationship to the law?
Okay.
And not la law, but the law.
All right.
And then we're going to spend 2 weeks talking about the feasts, the biblical feasts.
Yes.
The ones that have prophetically already occurred, and then the ones that are yet to come.
And we are trying out a new system where we can put these teachings on our website. Mm-hmm. And so we will make sure that happens in the next few weeks. And so if you check our website regularly, you will find Pastor Jim's Wednesday night teachings soon up there. And that's beaconofhopeministries.com. Let's go to station identification, and we'll be right back.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa, St. Petersburg. WDCF, Dade City, Zephyr Hills, and Wesley Chapel. And KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, Arkansas.
All right. Welcome back to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries. And we're excited to be here today, Pastor Jim. In fact, this friend of mine in Indiana the other day that said, you seem to like be excited to be there. And I said, I really am. You know, honestly, it is such a joy to be able to speak the word, Pastor Jim, and to know that by technology, it's now on our website the next day after the show, and these shows are preserved, and people can go back and get the teaching and learn mm-hmm. and get it down on the inside of them. That is really exciting to me. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister with my associate pastor at Beacon of Hope, Pastor Jim Ellsbury, and he is such a blessing to all of us. And, you know, this is interesting trivia. Pastor Jim and I both graduated from Ball State University in Muncie, Indiana. And yeah.
Is that close to the Final Four guys?
Actually, it is very close to Butler. And my dad, who is with Jesus, was a Butler Seminary graduate. That's where he got his doctor of whatever at Butler. And that's who's in the Final Four, Butler again. Yeah, so that's exciting. Yeah, my dad, I know he's cheering heaven for the Bulldogs.
One more question. How about the book?
The book is great. And the book is Letters to Lori, Little Girl Lost. This is my third book, and it was written this past summer to my daughter in segments, in letters, and then we published it and became a book. It is on our website. It's actually on Amazon.com also, but you can get it from us a little cheaper. We'll pay the postage. So if you want a copy of that, we've sent so many of these to prison. We're getting ready to do another order there because there's a whole new group. I forgot to mention this morning at Beacon of Hope.
Praise God.
There's a whole new class of women that have come into the rehab where my daughter is in the minimum security prison in Indiana. Last week, a whole new group came in, so we need more books.
Have you sent any to the Pinellas County?
I have not yet, Bill. It's just been, I need to get it done, but it's like there's not enough hours in the day.
There's a person that comes on at 7 who's over there ministering. Maybe you can get them books in there.
All right.
That's Dr. Ken Boaz.
All right. I will see about that. Talk to Dr. Ken. Thank you very much for that heads up. So if you want a copy of this book, it is about drug addiction in our 20 years of our family working with my daughter, Lori, and all that we've been through and all that she's been through. So it's full of the word and it's full of encouragement and hope. And Lori is doing very well. Talked with her yesterday and just praying with women and counseling people and excited about what God is doing in her life. So it's all good. So anyway, that's our little commercial. Go to our website, beaconofhopeministries.com. You can also find my other two books there. And you can order them right there. Also, if you would like to give a donation, a financial donation, Pastor Jim, I say this a lot, but maybe some people don't understand what it means to plant your finances in good soil.
Well, in Philippians, Paul talks about that church being in partnership with him for the furthering of the gospel.
Yes.
And the principle that Paul talks about is the grace that then is on him.
Right.
Is on them.
Right.
So you really share, when you contribute, whether it's to us or whoever, you know, your own church, which you should be tithing to,
right,
by the way. But you can certainly send your offerings to us.
Right.
But, or if you send offerings to another ministry or
something. And people do send
the
Beacon of Hope. And we thank God for that, they
amen.
Do.
Amen. Amen. And, but you're planting in good soil and you reap. You know, you reap a harvest. I'm kind of reminded of that Ray Bolt song, you know, where he has that vision of heaven. And,
that's right.
You know,
that's a great song.
People come up and say, well, you gave money to the missionaries and I got saved because of
right.
them. And that's that principle right there. I mean, you know, the ministry that we have, somebody might just come up to you in heaven and say, because you gave to Beacon of Hope, I listened to show number 207, got saved,
exactly.
got healed, and I'm here in heaven because
praise
of you.
Praise God. Amen. And, you know, we are thankful because people go on our website and they use the PayPal system and they do give financially. And there's not been one time in these 4 years that we've been on the radio, which is show number, you're right, 207 right now, where we have not had the money in advance. We paid a few minutes ago. We pay in advance, and we thank God that he has always, always provided, and we are all about getting the word of God out there. That's what it's all about. We are starting this next segment with a song I asked Connie to put on here, and it is powerful, guys. You're going to have to get your seatbelt on if you don't want to get raptured. And Donald Lawrence and Donnie McClurkin, I Speak Life. Listen up.
We're living in a time where everybody is struggling for their lives. Distressed. The depressed. But with the power invested in me, I came to speak life over you. I speak blessings of health, blessings of peace. To my brothers and sisters all around the world.
especially those in South Africa, struggling with AIDS, in Brazil, the States. I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother, my sister, I speak life. You are the head and not the tail. You will prevail. I speak life. Don't give up the fight for your life. You shall live and not die.
Let's not lose another person to a senseless death. Substance abuse, gang violence, suicide because of low self-esteem. The power of life and death is in the tongue. Speak life over yourself and those you love.
Help me sing it.
I speak life, you're gonna live. Oh, my brother.
Say it again.
Sister, I speak life, you are the head.
God, you what shall live and not die. Isn't that a great song? Donnie McClurkin and Donald Lawrence. I love that. Speak life to yourself. And we are going to talk about that in this hour, what we need to be doing right now. Mark chapter 7. And by the way, we have internet up and Pastor Jim has it right in front of him. If you'd like to send a little note, a little just a hey, how are you, or a question.
Or if you, yeah, I was going to say
comment,
if you have a question.
Yeah, just send it on. And that email address is my email address, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com. And it's up right now and you can do that. Mark chapter 7. We have an interesting story of healing. And some people brought a man, I am in about verse 31, to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And he could neither hear nor speak. He was deaf and dumb. And they asked Jesus to lay a healing hand on him. He took the man off by himself, which I find very interesting here, that Jesus didn't do the way he normally did. Normally, Jesus would just go ahead and speak healing to that person or lay his hands on them and say, be healed. But in this case, Pastor Jimmy took the man off by himself. Maybe it's because he was going to do some weird thing here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he put his fingers in the man's ears and some spit on the man's tongue. How wild is that? Now, don't go trying this at home, because this is not the answer for your healing. What is the answer for your healing is the faith that was behind what Jesus did. Now, I want your take on this, because I preached on this little bit this morning, Pastor Jim. let's finish the reading of it. Jesus looked up in prayer, groaned mightily, and commanded. Okay, now we've got his voice, Jesus' voice. And today it's all about speaking life. And he commanded, and what's that? How do you pronounce that in Hebrew?
Ephatha.
Ephatha. He said, open up. And it happened. The man's hearing was clear and his speech was plain, just like that. This little story tucked into Mark 7, verses 31 to 35, I find fascinating. Mm-hmm. I want your take on this.
Well, it is different in a couple of ways. Jesus did take the person aside, and whether it was, you know, whether it was because of the strange way that he decided to heal this person.
Right.
He'd done the spitting thing with making the mud and
that's
putting
right,
it on a man's
had.
Eyes at the
yeah,
pool of Siloam.
Yes, he did. The spitting thing.
Yeah, the spitting thing where he made mud.
Right.
But he also did tell the man, okay, don't tell anybody about this. Mm-hmm. Well, that's like telling
him, you know, to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened.
He, right.
As the King James would say, he noised it abroad.
He sure did.
You know, so maybe that was one of the reasons he took him aside, because at this point, every time Jesus tried, if you read through the Gospels, you find out what happened is every time Jesus tried to minister,
right,
it was almost overwhelming. And then
people just, everywhere needed healing.
Yeah. And what it did, though, it had the unfortunate side effect of almost bringing the wrong kind of attention. I mean, we see that today. People go for the show.
They go for the show.
But don't hear the word.
Right.
And, you know, you the two, again, the word is confirmed by the signs, not the signs confirmed by the word.
Right.
Okay, you got to keep that in the proper perspective. And it is kind of odd the way he did this. I mean, I don't know.
Right. You know, But it happened.
It was Jesus, so it happened. The man got healed, so praise God.
Well, I think one thing it says is that it's not, there are no rules. One, two, three, right. You got to do it this way, and he always put it in a box, and Jesus always healed this way.
Right.
It's not that simple. There are times where Jesus said to people, oh, your faith made you well. There are times that I don't think the people had any faith, and they still got healed.
Right. Well, I mentioned the centurion. I think that was last week or maybe Wednesday night teaching.
Yeah.
Here was this Gentile who came up, and the Gentile had more faith than a lot of people in Israel.
Right.
But Jesus said, I'll come to your house, and centurion said, no, you don't have to even get up.
Right.
You just say the word, and it'll happen.
There it is, and that goes right along with what we're talking about today. Say the word.
So here, you know, he said the word.
Right.
The centurion's servant was healed. In another case, he laid hands. On one case, the woman with the issue of blood came up and touched the fringe, the tzitzit, on his prayer shawl and got healed.
Right. So there is no formula.
Right.
Right. What we do need to do is learn to get from here to there. And so that may mean that for some of you listening today, you're just hearing this for the first time, that God wants to heal your body or your mind or your emotions, or maybe a deep sorrow that you have within you, or maybe you were molested and you've been abused and you want God to heal that. And you're just hearing today this good news that you can be healed. Okay. There is no waiting period for that. We're just saying that we are very aware that the devil tries to come in and steal your healing after you agree to it, okay? It is all about falling into agreement with your healing. So let's go back now to Matthew chapter 12, and let's talk about the power of our words. We've been talking about it this whole show, about how important it is. I want to remind you of a few scriptures. I'm just going to throw them out there to you. You can write them down, and we may not even go to them, but you can study them later. In Psalm 119, verses 49 and 50, it says that his word has revived us and given us life. His word has revived us and given us life. I love that one. Jeremiah 15:16, thy words were found. One of my favorite verses in the whole Bible.
This is one of pastor's favorite verses.
Thy words were found, and I did
eat them.
That means I consumed them. They became a part of me. They got down in my heart.
The meditation.
Thy words were found. I'm holding my beautiful little tiny green NIV Bible up here. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became for me, the joy and rejoicing of my heart. They may not have been at first. They became the joy and rejoicing of my heart. I had to learn that. Okay. Now we see here in Matthew 12 about verse 34 that Jesus is talking, and he's talking about what comes out of a person is what's important, right? What, you know, it's not what you eat or don't eat. In fact, put this one in your notes, Romans 14, 17. Paul said, it's not about eating or drinking. Okay. But it's about what? Remember that? The kingdom of God is righteousness,
peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Okay. Here's what the kingdom of God is. When you know beyond a doubt that you are saved, God loves you, and that healing is yours, and that you don't have to walk around in condemnation, that's walking in righteousness, right standing with God. Peace. I mean, when you walk in peace and you just know, hey, I'm okay, I'm healed. Maybe I don't have the doctor's report to prove it yet, but I'm healed. I got peace. And then when that just translates into joy, because you know God's done it, even though you haven't seen it yet, but you know it, you know.
Right.
Or you know you've had your needs met. My God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, even though maybe the check hasn't arrived yet. But you just know in your gut, you got it. You know that righteousness, peace, and joy, that's the kingdom of God in us, okay? Pastor Jim, what's your take on the careless words here? What verse is that? Maybe you can read and expound.
Yeah, I'll start with...
wherever you want to. Matthew 12.
Matthew 12, we'll start with verse 34. And Jesus has just had a confrontation with the Pharisees. They accused him of casting out demons by Beelzebub, the prince of demons.
Satan.
Yeah,
Satan. They were saying that he's casting out demons by Satan's power.
You know, and Jesus said they're just walking that fine line right there at the unpardonable sin, by the way.
Right.
And he says, well, in verse 33, either make the tree sound healthy and good, and its fruit sound healthy and good, or make the tree rotten, diseased, and bad, and its fruit rotten, diseased, and bad. For the tree is known and recognized and judged by its fruit.
Amen.
You offspring of vipers, speaking, you know, he's speaking to the Pharisees.
He always had such choice
words,
names for them.
How can you speak
vipers.
Good things when you are evil or wicked?
Yes.
For out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
Amen.
The good man from his inner good treasure brings forth good things, and the evil man out of his inner evil storehouse brings forth evil things. But I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak.
Okay, amplify on that. We are going to have to give account on for the non-working, idle, ineffective words. Mm-hmm. And the Message Bible translates that careless words. Now, we're not talking about words of, okay, I got to go to the grocery. Well, what time you be back, honey? That's not what we're talking about here.
No.
It's when we choose not to speak life.
Right.
Okay, that song we just did. When we speak life and speak those kinds of words, that's what we're supposed to be saying. And we're going to give account for the times that we spoke death.
Right.
And we spoke, you know, we agreed with the devil. Go ahead.
Well, and it just says here that for out of the fullness, the overflow, the superabundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So what are you putting in your heart?
Right.
Which goes back to what we talked about early on in the first hour, meditating on the word, getting the word down in you. You know, Proverbs 4, attend to my words.
Exactly.
You know, listen to them intently. Joshua 1, 8, and 9, get it in your heart, meditate on it. Because that's how you get it in your heart and you bring forth that treasure from your lips.
If you put that in, what is that old saying, garbage in, garbage out, you know?
It's an old computer saying.
It's an old computer saying, but what you put in there is what's coming
out,
right? You know, people that you see it on TV, on Law and Order and things like that, they confiscate their computer to see what they put in there, you know, and then they figure them out, you know, that way. So what you're saying, Pastor Jim, is that there's huge value when we put the word in our heart. Doesn't the word say in Psalm 119, thy word have I hid in my heart,
that I might not sin against you?
Okay, when we hide the word in our heart, that means we study it, we get it down on the inside, we put it in there, and we say, yeah, I believe that. You know, like John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's a verse you need to get in your heart. Right. But Jesus said, I came to give you life and give it abundantly. Get that in your heart.
And this may be for somebody because it just came to me.
Go
but
ahead.
Some people say, I don't have time to study the word.
Oh, I've heard that forever from people.
Do you sing to yourself? Do you listen to the radio at work? Put in, and there's just gobs of scripture choruses out there.
Sure.
You know, and again, in Psalm 119, verse 54, your words have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage.
Woo.
Well, you know, we're on a pilgrimage, and so your words are my songs.
Amen.
And that's a way to meditate on the word is to sing it.
Amen.
Hum it.
Yes.
You know, you can hum it and kind of rehearse it in your mind. It's not like you have to have the Bible open in front of you to
right.
do this. You just, you know, I think of some of the really early...
From our day,
from
Pastor
our day,
Jim.
From back in the day when we got saved.
From Muncie, Indiana. Yeah.
You know, but there were all those little scripture courses. What
yes.
a wonderful way.
Absolutely.
To memorize scripture, you know?
Absolutely.
And I still remember some of those. I mean, the one you just quoted, it's a song, Wherewithal Shall a Young Man Cleanse His Way by Taking Heed Unto Thy Word.
Right.
Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Or 1 Peter 5:7, you know, casting all your cares upon him.
Oh, there's just so many.
There's just so many. And that's what really helped me
exactly.
learn a lot of the word. And I can, you know, I think that that's fortunate. I'm not saying the music today isn't great, because it is. There's some wonderful music.
Right.
But just
learn
scripture
the
choruses, because it's such a wonderful way to meditate
you
on
are
the word.
Exactly right. So we are saying right here, it is so important that you understand that we are accountable for idle words, non-effective words.
Non-working, inoperative
words. Inoperative words. In other words, just saying things like, you know, I don't think I'm any better than I was after so-and-so prayed for me. Or I don't think that God's really going to touch my body. That's a non-effective word.
Or I'm not worthy.
I'm not worthy.
You know,
yes. Woo.
Don't be saying things like that.
No.
Because you will, I mean, there's a judgment attached to
that. Amen. You know, it's all about getting to a place of peace. And we quoted Romans 14:17 a minute ago, that the kingdom of God is righteousness, being in right standing with God, peace and joy mm-hmm. in the Holy Spirit. And we're going to do this next song, Clint Brown. I asked Connie to put this on it because there is such an anointing on this song. It's all about peace. This is what you need, my friend.
Peace. Wonderful peace coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever.
Yeah.
just may have to do that one again in a little while, Bill. Oh, the peace of God is so strong right here in this radio station, isn't it, Pastor Jim? And it is so much a part of when we learn to speak correctly.
Yes.
When we learn to speak correctly, then the peace flows.
Yes.
You know, when you're learning a foreign language, so often you can make mistakes. And one of our family jokes is because my parents took us to Central America when I was little, and we were missionaries' kids, and that's where I grew up. And my mother went to the doctor once. She was learning to speak Spanish. And she told the doctor, que tenía dolor en sus rincones. That's what she said. Tengo dolor en mis rincones. She meant to say, tengo dolor en mis riñones, which was, I have pain in my kidneys. But she told him that she had pain in her corners. And he cracked up. So anyway, so often in our verbiage that comes out of us, we say things that play right into the devil's hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that case, I was just funny that that happened. But I mean, yeah, there's no pain in your corners. Where's that? But anyway, but so often we speak death to ourselves, Pastor Jim, by what we say instead of what we could say.
Mm-hmm.
Go with that.
Well.
Peace, peace.
Yeah. Ooh. For. Well. Somehow we managed to avoid this scripture all this time, but
which one?
Proverbs 18:21. Life and death is in the power of the tongue.
Amen. Proverbs 18:21. Amen.
You know, and but that's so true, mm-hmm. because you know we had the song earlier, "Speak Life." If somebody comes up to me and says, "Oh, I just feel so bad,"
yes,
and you know, would you, you know. And I'm not going to agree with that. I'm going to pray for them. I'm going to try and speak words of life. Well, let me, you
right.
know, maybe, can I pray for you or whatever?
Right.
Or sometimes we speak words of, you know, death to ourselves. Oh,
right.
Like you said, oh, I don't know if I got that healing. I don't know if anything happened while I was up there getting prayed for.
Right. Just agreeing with the accuser of the brethren.
Right, right. And what we don't understand is, like we talked about last week, that's part of... our redemption. I mean, we just need to grasp it and hold on to claim it and hold on to it.
Absolutely.
And I don't, you know, I think sometimes we just, again, feeling that we're not worthy.
Oh, yeah.
And that sort of thing. You had mentioned the kingdom of God being righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. And I think so many people feel unworthy because what they don't understand is God's not mad at you anymore.
Right.
Okay? In 1 Corinthians chapter 5, Paul says the love of Christ compels us.
Right.
Because we know that one died for all, therefore all have died, and all are reconciled to God. God's not holding anything against you.
Amen.
And Paul says that's why now we're ambassadors.
Yes.
Begging you to be right. reconciled to God. God's reconciled to you. Now it's time for you to come and be reconciled to God. And then Paul tops that all off with, you know, he made Jesus, who knew no sin.
That's right.
To literally become sin.
Amen.
For us, so we could become God's righteousness.
Yes.
So there's nothing to stop. And Satan knows this. He doesn't want this to get out there.
Oh, no.
Because he knows people get a hold of this, and you can't stop them, because I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I may have sinned, but I am now the righteousness of God in
Amen.
Christ Jesus. And you go, I'll tell you what, you listeners, you go through the Bible and go, especially Proverbs chapter 10 and 11. Look at all those promises for the righteous
yes.
and righteousness, and say, I am the righteousness of God. This promise applies to me.
Amen. Because of what Jesus did
Amen.
On the cross. And you quoted 2 Corinthians 5:21.
Mm-hmm.
And so put that in your notes. And then also put Revelation 12 verses 10 and 11. Because it says that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. He is always going to try to accuse other people to you mm-hmm. and say, oh, didn't they look at you funny today? They must not like you or approve of you. Or he's going to accuse your pastor to you. Believe me, that happens all the time with people.
Heavens no.
Yeah, it does. And people, there the little thought comes, she didn't hug you today, you know, or whatever the case may be. And Satan's an accuser of the brethren all the time, is he not?
Oh, amen.
And he accuses you to yourself.
He accuses us to God. He accuses us to ourselves.
Yes.
You'll never amount to anything because you did this and this and this, or because of who you are, or
right.
you know, because you have blonde hair, you're never going to amount to anything. You know, whatever, right. whatever thing he can find.
All the blondes out there are now upset with you.
Probably. Yes. Well, all the brunettes and the redheads, you all are included too.
Okay. Right.
But, and then he accuses us to God. Have you
right.
seen, you know, he did, obviously, you know.
He did that to Job.
Yeah.
Satan did that to Job in Job chapter 1.
Yeah.
Went to God and said, have you seen, you know.
Have you seen Job?
Yeah.
Well, actually, God said
God said
that.
Right.
Job?
Right, yeah.
And Satan said, well, sure, but look, you've built this hedge of protection around him.
Right.
And, you know, lesson learned there. Satan can't touch us.
Absolutely.
Can't touch anything that belongs to us.
Well, let's go to Revelation 12 because I want everybody to see what we have to do. So, dear ones, here's the, this is such a vitally important scripture with this whole topic of what comes out of your mouth. Revelation 12, actually verses 10 and 11, and I'm going to use my little NIV here. And are you already there, Pastor Jim?
I'm already
there.
Go
ahead, read it on.
Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down.
Amen.
And they, that's us, overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Woo.
And they did not love their lives to the death.
Amen. What that is saying, guys, is yes, the devil is going to accuse you to you. He's going to accuse you to others. He's going to accuse you to God. He's going to accuse others to you. I mean, the accusing game is the devil's game.
Right.
But we overcome him. And what is 1 John 5? I think at 4 says we overcome. You know, we're overcomers. Right. This is the victory that overcomes even our faith, I think it says, right?
What is the victory that overcomes the world? Even our faith.
Even our faith. So what it is, guys, is you get faith in the Word of God. Okay, here's how we get from here to there. Okay, mm-hmm. You receive prayer. Maybe today on this show, you receive prayer for your healing. And then you get from here to there. It's a process. And one of the big parts of that process is that you overcome the lies of the devil, the accuser of the brethren, the way he is accusing you, by speaking what God says
right.
about you. In the word, because it says you overcome by two things, the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Now, we place so much importance, and we should, on the blood of Jesus, because when we begin to plead that blood of Jesus over our minds, over our physical body, over your aches and your pains, plead the blood of Jesus over that bum knee right now. Plead the blood of Jesus over that earache. Plead the blood of Jesus. And then part two of that is you speak out with your mouth. Wait a minute. God's word says, I'm healed.
Right.
1 Peter 2:24.
Right.
He himself took my sins in his body on the cross.
And by his stripes,
you were healed. And there's so many. Psalm 103, verses 1 through 5 there. And he healed all your diseases. Acts 10:38. How God anointed Jesus with the Holy Spirit and with power, and how he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. Not just a couple, but he healed all who were oppressed by the devil. Praise God. Pastor Jim, you got something.
Well, I just wanted to look up that verse.
Okay, go ahead.
Peter.
Go ahead.
Well, it's so
First
good.
John?
First Peter.
First Peter.
I just wanted to look at it. But yeah, it's just so important. I mean, all through the Word, and you've given such great scriptures, and I pray that people are writing these things, just, you know, writing down the scriptures, because there, take one of these, take one scripture and meditate
on one,
and meditate on it.
Till Amen.
Meditate on it for 2 or 3 days, then maybe go to another one and meditate on that one, because you don't, you know, God has really taught me. I've been like a workhorse studying the Bible. I would read at least like 5 chapters a day or something.
You're a scholar.
Something crazy like that. but I've switched this year. I'm reading maybe two chapters.
Okay.
Maybe less. I mean, but it's because I can read it and reread it.
Yeah.
You know, in the time that I give myself to do Bible study, I can read it and reread it. And it's just making, it's making difference, a big difference.
Amen. Amen. So you're learning to meditate. We mm-hmm. all are. We're learning to accept what God says to us. And we're taking that down on the inside of us and we're saying, okay, Satan, wait a minute. No way. You're not winning this battle. Mm-hmm. Okay. I claim my healing right now in the name of Jesus. That's my healing. Over whatever it is, right. whatever it is your ache or your pain or your situation is right now. Maybe it's a healing you need in your heart, your emotions, because you've been, you know, abused or beat up, or maybe some of you have suffered a tremendous grief, a loss, and God wants to bring that healing. I was remembering 2 Corinthians chapter 1 this week about that he comforts us with the comfort that we've been comforted with.
Mm-hmm.
And so we learn to comfort others with the word. And that's why we are giving you so much word today, because right. we know that when you begin to speak this word, healing, your healing will manifest. It will come. But you have to do your part, you know? And some of you go, wait a minute, I thought Jesus did it all. He did do it all. But he wants to teach you through repetition right. and you learning.
Right. You have, Jesus did everything mm-hmm. necessary
right.
for your healing, but you have to accept it.
Amen.
And walk it out.
Exactly.
You know, you have to, it's like he did everything he could do for your salvation.
Right.
For your deliverance.
Right.
You know, but you well, have to walk that out.
And, you know, Romans 10, 9 and 10. How do we get saved? And we talk about this on this show a lot. How do we get saved? It says that with our mouth we confess, right? Mm-hmm. Are you there? Go ahead. Romans 10, 9 and 10. Write those down too. You need those scriptures.
Well, I'm going to start back up in verse 8.
Go ahead.
But what does it say? The word is near you, in your mouth and in your heart. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
Amen. In your mouth and in your heart, both places.
That is the word of faith which we preach.
Yes.
That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation.
Amen. So it's your heart. And it's your mouth.
They have to work together.
Because you can defeat what happens in your heart by your negative speaking.
Right. And if you don't have it in your heart, you can talk about it all you want, but it's just not going to work because there's no faith there.
Right. And so when it gets into your heart, then as you study the word, you begin to mix that up, that knowledge, mm-hmm. with faith. Woo! Some of you need healing right now. We're going to pray for you as soon as we do this song. And this song is saying, Heal Me by Terry McCallum. Listen and receive it if you need healing this day.
Let faith arise within your soul and your spirit, man. ask God to provide for you divine health from heaven to your soul or your body or spirit today. Sing it with me.
Oh,
to those in our listening audience that are sick and diseased in their bodies, that are weak in their physical bodies and in their emotional level right now, God, we speak healing by the name of Jesus of Nazareth. We say to blind eyes, be opened and see properly right now. We speak life to people that are ill with cancer right this moment. We speak that that cancer must absolutely dry up and be gone from their bodies right now in Jesus' name. We speak healing to damaged hearts, valves, aortas, whatever is wrong with hearts. Lord God, we speak healing right now in the name of Jesus to damaged physical hearts. We also speak healing to emotions. God, there are so many right now that are beat up. They are bruised. They're hurting. They're tired and they're weary. They don't want to continue on. Maybe there are some that are suicidal in the sound of my voice right now. God, we stand against any thoughts of suicide in any of our listeners right now. Depression, we command you to be gone in the name of Jesus. We speak life to our listeners right this moment. Discouragement, you be gone right now. You leave them right this moment. The effects of being physically, sexually, mentally abused, you go in Jesus' name. And we speak life and health and peace to our listeners right now. In the name of Jesus, there's somebody right now that has a bad elbow and you've been having all kinds of problems with that. I speak life and healing to your elbow right now. Stretch it, move it, you know, just move it in and out many times. Your healing is there right now. there's somebody that's been having some hearing issues and you're finding it very difficult to hear and you're really even wondering if you need to go get a hearing aid, I speak healing right now to your ears, to your eardrums, to everything in your ears that has caused this hindrance right now. We speak life to your hearing in the name of Jesus. There are some of you right now out there at the sound of my voice that have so many digestive issues. You have IBS, you've got issues in your digestion, you have issues in your colon. We speak life right now to your physical body. We say, be healed right now. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus against all those digestive issues in your body right now. Oh, hallelujah. There is somebody right now receiving a healing in an eye. Take it right now. Take that healing in your eye right now. Oh, there is somebody right now that has huge back issues. Your back kills you. I mean, you just are in pain all the time. It's hard for you to sit. It's hard for you to walk. Take your healing right now by faith in the name of Jesus. Speak that name over yourself. Speak the name of Jesus over your back. Put your own hands on your back if you're there alone. If somebody's with you, have them lay hands on you and speak the name of Jesus over your back right now. There's somebody with extreme pain in your shoulders. Goes up your neck and into the bottom of your head that gives you a lot of headaches. Put your hands up there on your shoulders and agree with us right now that you are the healed one. We speak healing to your shoulders, your neck. Oh, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Some of you need healing in your finances as Terry is just singing right now. Claim the healing in your finances right now. Amen. Receive it right now by faith. Receive it by faith.
Yes, indeed. Let the fullness of your life be restored to these people today.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God.
Father, I pray that there will be a quickening to mortal bodies here.
Amen.
As we look to you, the author and finisher of our faith.
Whoa, hallelujah.
Jesus, you are the healer.
Praise God. Receive it by faith.
Come and heal me.
Make it your cry. Make it your prayer.
Most High God, listen to your church crying out to you again.
Jesus.
I need a brand new touch.
Praise God.
From you, my Lord.
Praise God. Receive it right now by faith. And begin to thank Him for it. Thank Him for it right now. Jesus. Jesus, thank you for these healings. We praise you for them, God. We praise you. You get the glory, God. You get the glory and the praise. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. I believe the fullness of your life has been restored.
Amen.
To your
praise
church,
God.
Lord, all over the earth. Let the fullness of your life now be
praise God.
Restored.
Thank you, Jesus.
Let's just give Him thanks and praise.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. You get all the glory and the praise for what you've just done in so many. Praise God. Wow, Pastor Jim. The anointing of God, it's His presence in our lives and in this show. And we never know what God is going to do. And I had no clue that that was going to happen. But we thank God for every healing that has been received today. And we encourage people to speak life to their situation. Go on with that,
well,
will you?
Now that you've received your healing, you need to speak. Find one of those scriptures that we've talked about today, you know. Psalm 103, Psalm 107, Proverbs chapter 4. And just speak those words to yourself because that's speaking life. You know, we said earlier, the word itself, this is life. And you speak the word to yourself. You can't go wrong with that. You know, there's no way to go wrong with that. But you speak 1 Peter 2:24 to yourself, by His stripes I have been healed.
Amen.
by his stripes I have been healed.
Absolutely.
You keep speaking that to yourself, because faith comes by hearing, and it's not just, you know, you got to say it out loud.
You got to say it out loud. I'm a firm believer in that. Absolutely.
Well, and, you know, that's how it was always done in the earliest church. You just didn't sit and read it silently. You read it always out loud. That was just how people did it back then.
And we need to get back to that. We need to read it out loud, because when we hear it, something happens, right?
Something happens. We hear it. It comes out of our mouth, goes into our ear, back into our brain, and it just sets that spark on fire. The Holy Spirit then puts it in, actually, in our spirit.
Amen.
And our faith begins to grow.
Absolutely. And this whole show, we've given you so many scriptures that you can mark in your Bible. Go to the Bible bookstore and get some Bible highlighters and mark your Bible up and learn the Word of God. Speak Amen. Life to yourself and to your situation. Praise God.
Any chance that that guy that sang that song, Terry McCallum, will be here with you someday?
I don't think so. He travels. Well, you never know, though, Bill. You know, he is a powerful, powerful minister of worship, you know. And I've been in a couple of his services over in Lakeland, and they were absolutely powerful. And he doesn't preach. It's not like that. He just sings like that and lets God move. You know, I don't know. It'd be wonderful, but I don't know. He comes out of Texas, I believe. So we'll have to check that out. That's a great idea. So, Pastor Jim, it's been a pleasure one more time to be on the air with you. And
always a pleasure.
Always fun. And we've got a few more minutes, so I want to go through. If you got a paper, dear listening audience, I'm going to give you a whole ton of scriptures real quick. And so write them down quick. You need to get these down and mark your Bible with these.
So get your pens ready.
Yes.
But if you miss them, remember, I just want to make this point. If you miss them, you can go to our website tomorrow afternoon.
Yes.
And the show will be up there then. Because so, I was going to say before you
yeah,
doing
no,
this,
that's good.
I want to remind folks that if you miss some of the scriptures, because it is so very important to get every scripture we've talked about today, make those your confession.
Absolutely.
So if you have missed some, then you can always go back and listen to the show again
and get
again.
It.
And again.
And get it down
and
there.
Make sure that you got it all.
And if you're driving down the road, then don't take time to write it right
oh, no,
now.
No.
So just listen to it again.
Be a safe driver.
All right. God's going to give me these back again. Here we go. Are you ready? 1 Peter 2:24. And that is a critical one about healing. Psalm 103. Actually, the whole psalm you need, but especially the first five verses. Mm-hmm. Psalm 103. The first five verses are critical, and you need those. Isaiah, the whole chapter of 53. Isaiah 53. Mark that whole chapter up. It's a prophecy about Jesus coming and that he would die on the cross and all of that. Psalm 1, 1 through 3. Actually, the whole Psalm 1 is excellent. So Jeremiah 1:12, I forgot that one, but he watches over his word to perform it.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeremiah 1:12 is one I wanted to mention this morning, and I forgot to do that. So Jeremiah 1:12, Jeremiah 15:16, and you can put a little star by that, Pastor Marsh's favorite verse. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they became to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. Acts 10:38, how Jesus went about healing all who were oppressed by the devil. I'm going to throw some others in we didn't even mention today. Matthew chapter 9, starting with verse 35 and going through verse 38, and then Matthew chapter 10, where he sends us out and gives us authority. Mark 16, starting with verse 15 through 18. We started out the show with Proverbs 4, 20 mm-hmm. to 23. Revelation 12, 10 and 11. Psalm 119, 54.
And I would almost recommend, well, actually, I will recommend.
Go ahead.
Reading all, and I know it's long. It's like 100 and almost 200 verses.
It's the longest chapter in the Bible, Psalm 119.
Reading all of Psalm 119 because it says
powerful.
So much about the Word. I mean, it's all about the Word.
It does. It is powerful. Okay. And, I'm thinking of healing
Psalm
scriptures.
Psalm 107:20.
Oh, Psalm 107:20. He sent his word
That's
and healed us
favorite,
and delivered us from all our destructions. That's right. That is great. Psalm 119:49 and 50. Thy word mm-hmm. has revived me and given me life. Oh, we said so many here.
Exodus chapter 15.
Oh, yes, we can't. That's where the first time that God calls himself Jehovah Rapha, right. Our healer.
The Lord,
yeah,
our
he
healer.
Said that he is the Lord that healeth thee. Exodus 15:26.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge verse about that. Psalm 112:7. He will have no fear of bad news. His heart is steadfast, trusting in the Lord. That's a good one. Psalm 128:1-2 is one I've been memorizing, but it just slipped in my mind right now, but it's really good. Psalm 128:1-2. Also, Psalm 138. That whole Psalm 138 is excellent. What does 128:1-2 say?
Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his way. When you eat the labor of your hands, you shall be happy and it will be well with you.
Isn't that good?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. We've given you a whole lot and there's a lot more. And if you want more on a specific topic, you can email me at pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com and I will respond to you and send you scriptures for that topic that you need. We are going to, Engineer Bill, we're going back to track 5, Peace, Peace, instead of using our normal closing song, because all of this brings peace to us if we allow the Word of God to do what it needs to do. And what we've said today is you got to get from here to there. You got to appropriate your healing, and you have got to learn to speak life to yourself mm-hmm. and to others. Do not go around cursing people. Instead, go around blessing people because you need to speak life. Listen to peace as we go. It's been a pleasure being with you again today on Living the Good Life. See you next week from 4 to 6. But listen to this song. This will bless you.
Peace, peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father.
That's what it's all about, is that peace that God has for each of us. And you find that peace as you speak life to yourself and speak the Word over yourself. This has been a joy being with you today. We just love it, don't we, Pastor
Amen.
Jim?
And remember the word peace
yes.
means wholeness.
Wholeness. So it's time to take that wholeness, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to hear from you this week. You can write me personally, pastor@beaconofhopeministries.com, and I will answer you. God bless you. Have a great week. And we're going to go out with this song just playing and playing in your ears and in your heart. Tune in again next week at 4 o'clock, this same station, and tell a friend about living the good life. God bless you. Have a great week.
Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray. In fathomless billows of love. Oh, sweep. I pray in fathomless billows of love. Say it with me now, sweep over. Sweep over my spirit forever. I pray in
praise God. All right. It ended sooner than we were supposed to, right? We still have a couple minutes? Okay. No problem at all. Put our final song on there and I'll talk over that, will you? I love that. It's not far to Jesus. So God bless you this week. Get in the Word. Learn the Word. That's what it's all
Amen.
About. And it's not far to Jesus. And don't forget that.
Amen.
Pastor Jim, I love having you on the show.
I love being here.
And when I'm gone, you always co-host and you're great. You host the show and you're great. God bless you.
God bless you.
And if you're in the Tampa Bay area, come Wednesday night to Bible study.
Amen.
It'll be great. God bless you. Have a good week. We've had fun. Hope
Amen.
You did. See ya.
There's no